We really care about building a community with our music, and with that sort of community building, we really care about sort of the safety of our friends and audiences, and as well as the accessibility. We really believe in sort of standing up for what we believe in, and really like to hold each other accountable and hold other people accountable, especially in those sorts of toxic environments or those situations that can become toxic as well. Definitely some things we really care about as a band, as well as rocking out and being wiggly little worms.
We're
a little bit silly goofy too.
They intersect perfectly. And yeah, I love that idea. I feel like a lot of artists sometimes forget that they're creating spaces when they're putting on shows, creating art, and like it, you have to actively maintain that space and keep it safe. So yeah, I love it.
Absolutely.
To kick it off, I know this is a question you probably get in every interview, but for people unaware, what is the Worm Girl ethos? What does it mean to be a Worm Girl?
Yeah, to be a Worm Girl is really to hold yourself to a high standard, to take care of yourself, take care of others. Anyone can be a Worm Girl. It's a way of life. It's a mantra. It's definitely not gendered. It's to be a Worm Girl is to just be a little silly, to be a little goofy, but to stand up for yourself and what you believe in as well. And to be a grubby little worm.
Sometimes you just gotta.
Sometimes you just gotta wriggle around.
Yeah, Worm Girls as a project is a year in from launch now, I believe.
Almost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've already had some like huge moments playing at Laneway, touring with Teen Jesus. How are you feeling about all you've accomplished just a year in?
Oh, crazy. It's been a huge year. And we are sort of so proud and so grateful for the opportunities that we have had. We've worked our little wiggly butts off to really sort of try and make those things happen. But it's been amazing, and it's felt really rewarding to be putting ourselves out there so strongly and really finding that community and having people really get around us and love the messages that we care so strongly about.
Yeah, it's just, it's incredible to see all like the hard work actually kind of paying off and to see these messages kind of reaching a broader audience, which, you know, kind of the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned already, but I love the themes and topics you're exploring in the songs. I feel like it's adhering to like the best version of punk, which we've kind of strayed away from a bit, which is that like focus on collective care, which is very important.
Absolutely.
Do you have any inspirations kind of in the sounds of punk or just in those general ideas that like have brought Worm Girl to be?
Yeah, absolutely. We are definitely really inspired by situations that we've either found ourselves in or witnessed. We are really inspired by like being out in the community and either witnessing great things or witnessing not so great, again, like toxic behavior. But we're also just really inspired by like local music as well. Australian sort of punk or Australian pop punk rock. We definitely feel super inspired by sonically bands like Cry Club, Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers, of course, Teenage Jones, even like Wax and Jaguar Jones, and some of the political sort of messages that they have in their lyrics as well. We definitely feel super inspired by being involved in the local scene as well as the music that comes out of the local scene as well. And we definitely probably felt safest in some of those punkier crowds, as well as something we've been talking about a little bit more recently as a band, is just how sometimes the heavier shows or the punkier shows can be where you can feel really safe in an audience compared to maybe a pop or more commercial artist, where unfortunately sometimes, the artists don't take as much accountability for what happens at shows. But we really love sort of being a part of the local scene.
Yeah, definitely the Cry Club shout out. I feel that power pop kind of to like very similar music. Yeah, it's good. Love those mob.
Big hot eyes for Cry Club.
Also coming from Manjin, there's a lot of like radical spaces there, especially. Do you feel like that kind of as a place has inspired your music?
Absolutely. I think so much of the music scene is quite political already, and we are often trying to get involved as much as possible in sort of fundraising events or community events as they pop up. We ourselves like to put on little sort of art in the park events where we can come together more as just a safe community space. But I think we recognize that there are a lot of those sorts of groups already coming together and creating those safe spaces for people, that we just felt so inspired and feel empowered to do the same. And it feels really empowering to know that we're not alone in wanting the things that we want and believing so strongly in the things that we believe, especially when it comes to, again, yeah, that sort of mutual care and that taking care of the community. Having such a strong community in a local scene empowers us to feel like we can get involved, which we're really grateful for.
Yeah, and it was just lovely, kind of like, obviously only forming, you know, a year ago, entering the scene to just an already established and warm community.
Absolutely.
Of, you know, very similar minded people. And it's just, it's lovely. There's so many, it's such a tight knit community in Brisbane, imagine. And it's just the best.
And when we have traveled as well, we've been to Sydney and the Sunshine Coast, we have found that people have found us and really like spoken to us after the shows and been really thankful or grateful for a lot of the messages in the songs, and to be able to sort of spread a bit of that Mianjin magic around to the rest of Australia feels really special to us.
Yeah,
I love the mention of art in the park as well. I feel like especially here on Narm, there is like the best punk is happening in the park, in public spaces.
Yeah,
love it. I guess moving more onto like the creative processes, what is the process of bringing like a Worm Girls track together from that like writing to producing stage? Yeah, is it collaborative the whole way? Does everyone work on like their different pieces?
Yeah, it's pretty collaborative a lot of the way through. So myself and Jade, who is our other vocalist and also rhythm guitarist, we will typically come together first to sort of create a bit of a scaffold. One of us might already have a strong idea for either just like content that we want the song to be about or some lyrics and a melody. And we'll typically finish that together with like some of the other members of the band if they're able to sort of make those sessions. And then we really come together as a band to arrange all together.
Yeah. We all kind of jump in the room together once there's that scaffold kind of on its way. And I love arranging up their drums. So do a lot of just throwing ideas at the wall and seeing what sticks. And it's really good fun. Yeah, me and Bella, our lead guitarist, and Angie, our bass player, just eat it up because the content's there. We've just got to, you know, put some tunes to it.
They eat up all the scraps.
They eat up
all the
scraps.
We also work pretty closely with our producer, DJ Dirtworm, Lucas, who often like might pop into rehearsals or writing sessions, and we really appreciate sort of their input as well. We love sort of collaborating and getting as many voices in the room as possible when we are sort of in that arrangement, in that creation stage, and we always end up with some pretty cool products.
Yeah.
We've been loving our process so far.
Yeah, amazing. Do you think about like how it translates live when you are like in that creation process?
Yeah, absolutely think about how it will translate live. Live performance is something that we just love. We absolutely love performing, and the energy when we're on stage and seeing, I guess, the impact that some of the lyrics or messages can have on some audiences is so special. And so often when we are sort of in the writing stage, it typically comes to either will this tug on the heartstring, or will this be a great sing-along moment? I feel like is quite a common one, where we really think about the message behind the song first. And once we've sort of feeling really confident in what we want to say and how we want to say it, it then becomes like, how can we make this rock as hard as possible? How do we make this really danceable, really energetic, and really fun to sing along to, or really easy to sing along to? The best shows I've ever been to have been very much like crowd involvement, and I really felt like I was a part of the show with the artist on stage as well. And so we really try and bring that to our shows as well.
Yeah, and I think arranging in general, we like arrange for the live show before we arrange for a recording, just because, you know, that's where it's gonna get heard first.
And if I can't boogie it down on stage, we gotta wiggle.
Exactly.
I can definitely hear that in the music as well. Like, there's lots of sections for a call and response that I could see going off in a live space for sure. All right, I guess getting into the reason we're here, what can you tell us about your new single, Cool Girl?
OMG. We are so excited that it's finally out in the world. We wrote Cool Girl as a bit of a response to, again, witnessing sort of toxic behavior, especially in the sort of live music industry or out and about while we were enjoying sort of live music and being in the local scene and witnessing or hearing stories about people not really calling out their mates or holding them accountable when they're displaying that toxic behavior. And we sort of got a bit sick of hearing, I guess, excuses for that toxic behavior. And that's where a lot of the lyrical content came from for this song. So Cool Girl is all about being a better bystander, raising your bar. Yeah, and calling out your mates for their toxic behavior. Don't let them get away with it is sort of our tag that we like to repeat, because, again, it's something that we can also easily do with just a little bit of accountability, a little bit of research. And so we really wanted this release to be backed up with lots of resources, which you can sort of find constantly linked throughout our social media on how to be a better bystander and to not put that shame on anyone as well, knowing that we can all sort of grow and become better bystanders together so that the next time you're maybe caught in a toxic situation or witnessing that behavior, you're better tooled to be able to react and maybe help someone in that situation.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun to play live. We always really enjoy having a boogie to this one and letting that sort of hard hitting message cut through as well.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. Toxic and abusive behavior across the entertainment industry is enabled quite a lot. And then even outside of entertainment, there is
of course
culturally here. Yeah. It's sharing those resources is very important as well. Can you tell us a bit about the significance of the single cover for the track as well? The rusty equipment.
Absolutely. We wanted it to sort of be cohesive with our other release, so with Dirt. And we love the idea of not really having any of our faces overly spotlighted in like our cover image, our single art, mainly just to, again, keep it really sort of inclusive with like anyone can be a worm or a worm girl. Again, with the lyrics sort of like raise your bar, we really wanted it to signify like lifting of the weights or sort of working together, working out to raise the bar as an industry and set a better standard is sort of where that imagery came from. And we have something else coming soon. And that sort of is highlighted a little bit more in our other little goodie that's yet to come for the release. Yeah, that imagery is sort of scattered throughout our release of that sort of raising of the bar and working together to become stronger.
Yeah.
Stronger bystanders.
Like in the live shows and like all the dance moves.
So all our dance moves, we're really raising the bar. Yeah. We're lifting weights.
No, yeah, I love that. And yeah, it makes sense. The bar is literally on the ground and it's
literally pick it up. It's literally so low.
Dirt and Cool Girl a part of a larger project you're working on, an EP or even an LP?
Absolutely. I think we have so much music. And we're so excited to put it all out into the world. And I think the more that we've been writing and creating music together, it just makes sense that all of the songs do really feel like they come from the same world, sonically, lyrically. Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to just keep building as a band and keep releasing songs and sort of see how we go. But absolutely, we'd love to release some big projects sort of later in our careers. So working towards that.
It's amazing. Is there anything else in the books for 2024? Any goals for Worm Girls?
Total worm domination, I would say. That's a big one on the cards. But otherwise, just so much music, so many shows. We love to boogie on stage.
Definitely some more community events.
Absolutely.
Art in the park is definitely going to come back.
And we can't wait to sort of meet more worms, find more worms out in the wild this year and just keep growing that community, growing the worm farm.
Oh, yeah.
Join the compost. If you're a little grumpy little worm, you can join the worm farm.
Amazing, amazing. All right, final question. Where can people find you online? Be there when new music comes out, tours are announced, and also find those resources.
Any of your favorite platforms. We're sort of everywhere. Again, total worm domination. We're, the worms are taking over the web.
It's true.
We're on
Insta.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah.
Spotify, the other streaming services.
Yeah.
YouTube sometimes.
Yeah, we're on YouTube.
But everything.
We're everywhere. You can find us everywhere.
I'm good.
And please find us. We're super active on TikTok as well. We love to do live streams on there. Often Jade and I will have an acoustic guitar and do some live streams. So if you're wanting to catch some live music, but don't want to leave the comfort of your home, then absolutely feel free to find us there, and you can sort of catch some of those live streams.